And this is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. We're a day away from elections, and Ann Arbor City Council will meet later this week. Veterans Day is coming up. Those are just a few of your opportunities to civically engage this week, and it's all a part of the conversation we're about to have with Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters. Have a great weekend, Mary.
I did, David, and I hope that you used your extra hour wisely.
Well, my body clock forgot, and therefore I was just up an hour earlier. What are you going to do? You know, I'll get adjusted by next week.
Well, you do have a weird schedule.
it is somewhat bizarre, but nonetheless, it serves my purpose as well. I am very excited. I'm one of those weird people that genuinely enjoys elections and election days, and it has finally arrived tomorrow, to be specific. And what in particular are you looking forward to?
One of the things I miss, we used to, when we ran the Chronicle, the Ann Arbor Chronicle, go to every polling station, or as many as we could. And that was really a fun way to kind of see to see who was turning out, to see what the turnout was like, to talk to poll workers and people who were voting. So I might try to go to a few polls tomorrow just for old time's sake. I'm really interested to see what the turnout's going to be, because I think that'll make a difference in terms of, you know, some of the ballot proposals, as well as the city council election.
We talked with Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski, and he's estimating between 15% and 20%, which is somewhat better than we had in the August primaries, but still I would consider a disappointing outcome.
It's kind of sad when we get excited about, 20%. that's really, when you look at some other countries like Australia, which has upwards of 90%, it's pretty weak tea to get excited about 20%. Nonetheless, I'm hoping that we'll have better turnout for sure.
And more and more people these days are voting absentee. And Mr. Golombieski informed us that the county had sent out about 16,000 absentee ballots. So I don't know how that's going to affect the numbers of those showing up to the polls. But today is a final opportunity for those wishing to fill out an absentee ballot.
That's right. 4 o'clock today. You need to go in person, however, to request your application, and a lot of times you can just
fill it out right there.
They give you the ballot right there. Yep, it's really easy. Of course, you can turn your absentee ballot in all the way until polls close tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
But the last time to pick them up is 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's right. That's right.
Well, because of the election, typically Ann Arbor City Council meets on a Monday night, but they're moving it to Thursday post-election. Anything stand out to you on the agenda?
There are a couple things, and also, you never know. Somebody might bring something from the floor. But there's a site plan development at 1140 Broadway. That's the former site of the Broadway Village proposal that didn't go through. And this one's a pretty large development. Residential, I think they are projecting over 600 units, which is sizable for that part of town, and could really be transformative to what has turned into pretty much a big vacant lot. So that'll be something to look for. There's also a resolution for more pedestrian safety improvements near the Huron High School, which would be interesting to see what happens with that. You probably followed the news that City Administrator Howard Lazarus has interviewed for a similar job in Austin, Texas.
And that's where he came from, so it would be kind of going home. It kind of gives it more credence that this is serious.
Yeah, he was there for 8 years leading their Department of Public Works, which is a really large organization within the city. So it's not surprising that that would be appealing to him. He's only been here just over a year, so it is a bit early to move on, and that's disappointing.
Is there any scuttlebutt that you are aware of that might tell that he's unhappy with his tenure here and his relationships in Ann Arbor?
I haven't heard anything to that effect.
Nor have I, to be clear.
Yeah, and I think that it is a unique opportunity given his history there in Austin. But I also think it's, you know, I think that for the stability of the organization, it's really important to have the top person there for some length of time. And this is a pretty quick turnover if he, in fact, does end up going to Austin.
You are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. It is our weekly visit with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative and a look ahead to your opportunities to civically engage in the coming week. There is more happening than the election this week. November happens to be Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. How is that being recognized here in Washtenaw County?
There's a group called the Washtenaw Housing Alliance. It's a public-private consortium, including government entities, as well as nonprofits and other groups that address housing issues. They are holding they're holding several events this month, including a couple this week. There's going to be, on Wednesday, a panel discussion on student homelessness, partnering with EMU, and that's going to be held at the Cultivate Tap House in Ypsilanti. But there are several other events, a couple each week, that try to highlight the conditions in our own community, which I think we often forget about. So this is an opportunity to hear what's being done and from people who are finding struggles in finding housing.
This has been an ongoing conversation, and of course, they're trying to get veteran homelessness down to zero and are certainly making some progress there. Overall homelessness, they're at least finding some better shelter, but then we come back to affordable housing and stable housing and what we're going to do about that. Are we moving in directions within our municipalities to best deal with that? Are the conversations taking us in the right place?
Well, I guess that will depend on the outcome. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware that the county had a very ambitious 10-year plan to end homelessness in Washtenaw County. Mm-hmm. And that 10-year period has passed, I believe, or if not, it's, you know, it's coming close. So I think that the focus on these kind of issues is important. I'm not sure that our community has the answer yet, but I think it's good to get as many people involved in addressing it as possible.
And along those lines, there are opportunities to become more formally involved in some of the conversations that may help address it.
Yeah, that's right. There are vacancies on the Housing and Human Services Advisory Board. That's a group that makes recommendations to City Council as well as Washtenaw County. They're also meeting this month, so if somebody's interested in it, they can check out the actual meeting on Thursday at 6:30. They meet in the county building at 200 North Main in Ann Arbor, and that's a group that's one of many different advisory groups that have vacancies, and you know, it's a really good way for people to get involved and kind of start getting a little bit more intensive in terms of participating in local government. And there are some deadlines coming up for other groups that you could also participate in. November 13th is a deadline for several advisory boards with the county. So I hope people check that out.
And then there's a couple of more in Washtenaw County where deadlines come up on November 29th of the Food Policy Council, to be specific. So there are plenty of opportunities to get more involved if you so desire. And if you're interested, at least check it out. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, along with Civ City Initiative Executive Director Mary Morgan. And we're going to get to Veterans Day come up this weekend. And I think it's a day that we should not just let pass by and recognize as another holiday. It is a day we should really take a moment and get involved in finding out the stories of our veterans, the challenges they face here in our community, and perhaps committing to doing something more.
Yeah, I know that you've covered an event that's coming up on Thursday on November 8th at Hill Auditorium.
Wednesday,
there's
right.
Wednesday, right, commemorating Veterans Day and service members. I think that, you know, there are other ways that the city is marking that event. On Saturday, they're going to have several of their facilities offering free admission to veterans, whether it's swimming at indoor or outdoor pools, or I guess not outdoor pools at this stage. Outdoor ice arena at Burr Park. And there's also free golf at Huron Hills Golf Course on Saturday for veterans.
Just a little.
Just a way for the city, city say thank you for the service.
Exactly right. And again, Stories of Service will take place at Hill Auditorium on Wednesday evening, November 8th. You're going to hear stories directly from veterans. If you missed it earlier this morning, we talked with one of them who happens to now be an Eastern Michigan University student. And Lisa Berry had an amazing conversation with him. You can find that on our website at WEMU. Well, Mary, Election Day is upon us. You'll be out and about tomorrow, as will we. We'll wrap it all up on Wednesday, see where we are, and then you and I can get together on Monday and talk more about it.
Sounds good. See you at the polls.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. You can find out more about what Mary is doing at civcity.org and get more information on all of today's topics by visiting our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and we do invite you to join us next Monday for another edition of Civic Matters. It's heard exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.